Well, good morning and welcome to worship at West End United Methodist Church. On this baptism of the Lord, we celebrate that God has placed a watermark upon us and sent us on a pilgrimage of faith. Again, good morning and welcome to worship at West End. We're delighted that you've joined us, and especially if you're here for the first time or you've just begun attending, welcome. We're pleased that you're here. We'd love it if you'd make a home here with us. And those of us who are here week in and week out will look for folks we don't know and introduce ourselves and express our wish that you will find a home for your faith here with us. Now, one important way to do that is by getting involved in what God is doing in and through this congregation. You can find lots of opportunities in your bulletin inserts. I'm going to lift up just a few. On one of your bulletin inserts, you will notice Safe Haven. We host a dinner the first Sunday of each month for Safe Haven. If you would like to do that, you can find the information here. You can see the dates that we'll be hosting, and you can sign up to help do that as well. On the back of that is a notice of a fundraiser that Claudia Nygaard has very graciously agreed to do for Promise for Haiti. We will be using those funds to help support our ongoing mission in Pinon, at the hospital in Pinon, Haiti. So you'll want to look at that January 31st. Get your tickets and help support a good cause as you enjoy wonderful music as well. We have a charge conference coming up this Tuesday, January 12th at 5:30 in room 310. If you are a member of Ministry Table or Church Council, please be there if at all possible. There'll be two items on that agenda. The first is to apply the increases that are applied to lay staff, to clergy staff as well. We thank you for that. And also, we will be continuing in her ministry, her journey toward ministry, Stacy Davidheiser Gonzalez. And so we will celebrate that with her as well, coming out of this congregation. This Wednesday, we'll resume our regular Wednesday evening activities. And finally, we have spaces for the Guatemala mission trip. If you want or think you might like to go on that trip and haven't yet signed up, see Lisa Guak here at the church and talk to her about that. Because we're reaffirming our baptismal vows, there won't be a children's time this morning. So children, this is as close as you're going to get. When I was a kid, whenever we took a road trip, I would get thirsty. I don't know what it was, but I would start getting thirsty, and I would pipe up and I would say, "Daddy, I'm thirsty." He would say, "Why didn't you think about that before you left home?" Well, I wasn't thirsty before I left home. "Mama, I'm thirsty. Listen to your father." And on it went. I remember that to this day, how I felt like I was going to die without getting a drink of water. And occasionally my dad would stop and give me what I needed or at least wanted. Do you ever feel that kind of thirst in your own life? Did you ever wonder that maybe only God can provide what you're thirsty for?
darkness is gone. New hope has arisen. We are marked by God as disciples.
God has entrusted us with the message of hope.
Come, Spirit of God, and rest upon us.
Enable us to be people of hope and peace. Amen.
God's Spirit works within us, stirring us to be holy people. Therefore, let us confess our sins and acknowledge our whole selves before God. God of love and grace, we confess that we do not always remember that we have been marked for love and service. We forget that you have called us by name. We ignore your message of hope. We behave in ways that do not promote peace and justice. Forgive us, O God. Turn us around. Help us to be people who live your loving light, connected and transformed, serving others in Jesus' name. Hear these words. We are known and loved by our Creator. We are marked as God's children. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the Gospel according to Luke. As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah, John answered all of them by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." Now when all the people were baptized, and when Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Several years ago, my wife Margaret and I were regulars at a service that was held at Christ Church Cathedral downtown called First Friday. First Friday usually was set for the liturgical season of the year, and it was open to anyone who wanted to come. It was usually very creative. There were often dancers as well as different kinds of music. And I remember one in particular set during Epiphany. I didn't know exactly what was going to happen, but when we walked in and the service started, it was being led by a cowboy band, Riders in the Sky. Now, this was a special treat for me because Woody Paul Crisman and I were in school together across the street many years ago, and the one thing I remember about Woody was that he could literally play any instrument he picked up. Now, along the way, he also got a doctorate at MIT and a few other things, but he made his living playing in a cowboy band. And I sat there and listened to the songs, and I thought, I never thought of the Magi being cowboys. And a lot of people there apparently didn't want to think of them as being cowboys. But I found it fascinating because for the first time I started thinking about the similarities between the journey that those who were driving cattle took and those who were traversing a strange land to find a king, a child of a religion that was not theirs in a place they had never been. I started thinking, you know, when you drive cattle, you not only need to find the routes between the mountains, you also need to know where every watering hole is along the way. Because if you don't make that watering hole in time, cattle die. If you don't make it in time, cowboys die. Started me thinking that those Magi who came across this uncharted and unknown territory must have been constantly thinking about where the next watering place was. Where do we stop so that the camels and the donkeys and the people can find water that is clear and clean, drinkable? We don't think about that, do we? We walk into the kitchen or we walk into the bathroom, we turn on a tap and clean, drinkable water. But that's not true for most of the world. Millions of people around the world have to search to find water that has not been poisoned in some way or another, water that is drinkable. Our team just got home from Haiti. And in Haiti, thousands of wells have been drilled just so people can have water to drink nearby without having to walk miles to get it and bring it back. So that service started me thinking about the importance of knowing where you find the next place of refreshment, and not just refreshment, but of finding something that is absolutely necessary to life. We don't think of water that way, but they would have in Jesus' time. Jesus goes to the Jordan River, and in Luke's version, which is so brief and so spare in its telling, John's name isn't even mentioned. Jesus simply arrives with a group of other people to be baptized. And when Jesus is baptized, the Holy Spirit descends in the bodily form of a dove. Luke's the only one who says that. In the bodily form of a dove. So apparently a bird flew down. And there was a voice that said, "This is my beloved child. I am well pleased with him." And the implication is that everybody standing around could hear that. Now, don't you know that among those who had just been baptized, there were at least a few standing around there who thought, "Well, they talking about me?" And you know, I think they were probably right. I think every time a child or an adult is baptized, God says, "This is my beloved child. I am well pleased with you." We are inviting you on a pilgrimage. We are inviting you to continue a pilgrimage that began at your baptism. You know, when you travel through the national parks, they'll give you a little passport, and you can get it stamped as you visit national parks. Well, we have our own little passport here, and the first stamp has already been placed. Not in here, but in here. You bear the watermark of your baptism. You have already had the first stamp put in place, and that is what sent you on this pilgrimage to start with. Along the way, what we hope to provide are just a guide to where the watering holes are. Where do you find those places that both refresh and give you what is necessary to continue the journey to the next watering hole? Now, we divide them according to learning and being and doing and caring. You could divide them in a lot of ways. This is not the beginning of your journey, and it won't be the end. But we do hope that it will be a pilgrimage that will enrich your journey of faith and take you closer to God, because ultimately that's where all pilgrimages lead. They lead us to God. There's a film called The Way. Some of you may have seen it. It stars Martin Sheen. It was directed by his son, Emilio Estevez, who also plays his son in the film. It's based on the true story of a man who had a rocky relationship with his son, so much so that he didn't know where he was. He thought he was in Europe somewhere, but he wasn't sure exactly where that might be. He felt like his son had wasted his life because he wasn't using his gifts properly. And then he gets a call one day that his son has died. It's a call from the French police. He goes to claim the body. And the officer who had called him meets him and tells him the story of how his son died. He had died on the very first leg of the Camino de Santiago, a very ancient and very popular pilgrimage through the Pyrenees and across Spain. It ultimately winds up at a shrine. There are shrines all along the way, but it ultimately winds up at a shrine for St. James, the brother of Jesus. And then if you want, you can continue on to the ocean. I won't tell you a lot about who he meets along the way or where he winds up. What I will say is, however, that he decides to cremate the body and to finish the pilgrimage, because you see, his son only had the first stamp in his passport, in the little folder that you're given as you start the Camino, as you start this pilgrimage. He decided he would go for his son, and that at every single shrine, he would take some of the ashes and leave them there along the way. He was doing that in honor of the person whose life and death sent him on the pilgrimage in the first place. That's what we're doing as well. We're going on a pilgrimage, and we're stopping not to leave ashes, but to find water, to find what we're thirsty for, even if we can't name it, even if we don't know it exactly, to remember that we were sent on this pilgrimage probably for many of us before we knew anything, when we were babies or toddlers. Our parents decided that we were going to be watermarked for this pilgrimage. And so all along the way, we remember at each stop the one whose life and death made that pilgrimage possible. And we get our stamps, and we read and reflect. Almost anything can start us on the way of a new leg of this pilgrimage. For the gentleman in the way, it was a tragedy. It was the death of his son. The man was a lapsed Catholic. He didn't have much faith, and he didn't know that his son had any faith at all. But you know, anything can send you on the next leg of this journey. Faith can send you there, but so can doubt. Joy can send you there, but so can tragedy. God can use any life event to move us along that journey of faith, that pilgrimage that starts with our baptism. There's a Buddhist poet, Thich Nhat Hanh, whose work I enjoy very much. He's not just a poet. He writes about mindfulness. He's a wonderful writer. In a particular poem that has stuck with me ever since I first read it, there are a couple of lines that went inside me and lived there and continue to live there. They are, "The tears I cried yesterday have become rain." It's a very simple statement. And yet all of us have cried tears at some time or another, haven't we? Tears of joy or perhaps tears of sorrow. And yet out of that, God brings the rain that is necessary if we are going to have life on earth. That brings the rain that fills the watering holes for us that we can find them. That greens the grasses and allows the trees to bud. Even sorrow can bring forth a pilgrimage toward growth. And that's what we're inviting you on during this time. And we thought it would be great to kick it off with the story of Epiphany, those original pilgrims, the Magi, and the watermark, the first passport stamp that you received, your baptism. And we're very fortunate that we actually are having a baptism as part of our recollection of our baptism and our renewal of our baptismal vows. This is a lifelong journey. And who knows, it may extend beyond what we think of as life. But we are hoping that during this time, wherever you are in your life, of faith or doubt, of joy or sorrow, that this will be the next stage of your pilgrimage that ultimately leads each and every one of us a little closer to God, that we will provide for you watering holes where you can find what you need for the next stage and the next along this journey that we will gather together, because we want to hear your stories of what happens along the journey too. We don't know what's going to happen to you along this pilgrimage. We don't know where God is going to lead you, but we want to hear the stories of those occasions in your life, of those places that you have been taken and those people you have met and those experiences that you have had because you took this pilgrimage. We invite you to come with us.
One of the great joys of the church is the baptism of children. This morning, Robert Franklin Leo and Olivia Billingsley Leo bring their son, Richard Davis Leo, to God before the community of faith for baptism.
Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. This morning, we will have an opportunity for all of you to remember your baptism and be thankful. We are lucky to have an actual baptism this morning, so that I will ask them to make commitments in a few moments with four questions. These are the questions that we all live through our baptism. So listen and be attentive as you remember your own baptism. Olivia and Robert, I ask you on behalf of the whole church, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves to you? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church that Christ opens to all people of ages, nations, and races? Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, he may be guided to accept God's grace for himself, to profess his faith openly, and lead a Christian life? Congregation, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and commitment to Christ? If you do, answer by saying, "We do."
We do.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include this child now before you in your care? With God's help, we will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround this child with a community of love and forgiveness, that he may grow in his service to others. We will pray for him, that he may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life.
Eternal God, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you sat in the clouds of rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He calls his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Now pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and this child who receives it, to wash away his sin and clothe him in righteousness throughout his life, that dying and being raised with Christ, he may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Okay. Can I have him here? Give me days. Okay, come here. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, I'm about to wake you up. What name is given this child?
Richard Davis.
Richard Davis, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may put your hands on him if you would like. Richard Davis, the Holy Spirit work within you that being born by water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ all your days. Amen. Okay, you can go back to Mommy now. You can go back to Mommy now. There. Or Daddy. There you go. And you all come with me.
Will the congregation please stand and face Richard Davis? Now it is our joy to welcome our new brother in Christ. Members of the household of God, I commend Richard Davis to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase his faith, confirm his hope, and perfect him in love. We give thanks
for all that God has already given you, Richard Davis, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ, and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant to participate faithfully in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Congratulations. What a nice tree.
The people forward, right?
I will, yep. Please be seated. You have already reaffirmed your baptismal vows as you welcome this newest member of the household of God. And so we invite you, if you would like to take that next step to remember your baptism and be thankful, to come forward. We have folks from the congregation who will be holding these bowls of water. You'll be invited to come to one of the four stations that will be up here. You can come to the nearest station. You can interact with the water however you choose. You can simply look at it. You can touch it. You can touch it and touch your face, make the sign of the cross. Whatever feels right to you, so that you might remember that you are already watermarked by God for this pilgrimage that you are on. You have reaffirmed your response to that, and now you can come forward and in a very visible and very physical way acknowledge that you want to continue that pilgrimage. So if those who are assisting us will come first.
West End United Methodist Church welcomes all who gather to worship with us today. If you are a guest among us, a special word of welcome is extended to you. We hope you will join us for a time of fellowship in Reed Hall, which is through the doors to your right following the worship service. First-time guests who are worshiping with us are invited to join the congregation for coffee and fellowship. In the pew racks in front of you, you will find a gray card. On one side of the card, you may record any comments you have for church staff or lay leadership. If you desire a call from one of the staff persons regarding your comment, please indicate that on the card and include your contact information. On the other side of the card is a place for prayer requests. Please indicate if these prayer requests are to be shared or are to be kept confidential. The card can be placed in the offering plates as they are passed down the pew in a few moments. Please take a moment to record your attendance with us by passing the attendance pad you will find near the center aisle. Pass it down the pew if you've not already done so. As the pad is passed back down the pew to the center aisle, please take note of those who are worshiping with you and greet anyone you may not know after the service. The rose on the altar today is in celebration of the birth of Catherine Kate James Fowler, who was born on December 28th. To Catherine and Chris Fowler. She's welcomed also by her big sister, Liza. A few weeks ago, we shared that Mike Rittenauer, who sold the contributor at West End United Methodist Church on Sunday mornings, lost his life in a fire. Many of you have asked how we might do something to remember Mike. We spoke with the contributor, and at their suggestion, we will make a donation in memory of Mike and sponsor a page in an upcoming issue of the contributor. If you'd like to help, donations can be made to West End United Methodist Church with Mike Rittenauer Memorial written on the foreline. We will let you know when the issue with our memorial page will be published. As people who have passed through the waters of baptism, let us make our grateful offering to God, our Redeemer.
Thank you.
If you didn't receive a passport on your way in, you can find one in the Narthex or in Reed Hall on your way out. We encourage you to pick one up. Also, 40-plus members of this congregation will be traveling to Israel this week. Most of us will be leaving this coming Friday, but a few will go early to travel through Jordan, and we'll be returning on the 24th. We ask that you hold us in your prayers, that we will have a safe and a fruitful pilgrimage. And now I send you forth as pilgrims, watermarked by God's love, to serve God and your neighbor in all that you do, knowing that God, whose love is over all God made, that Jesus Christ, God's love, come to us so that we might embrace that love and it might embrace us. And the Holy Spirit that allows us to embrace others with God's love will be with you no matter where you go, now and forever. Go in peace. Thank you.